reading is from John 14, verses 15 to 31. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you and will be with you. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now, before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave."
Thank you. the Holy Spirit is not actually something or someone who wasn't there, or someone who will come, but actually is the one who stays when Christ goes back. Imagine you go to a beautiful house, well-maintained house, but then you wonder if someone actually lives in that house. That is how the Church of Scotland looks like. Worship is ordered. Prayers are well said. The hymns are sung. But it feels that like something is about to be awakened. This is exactly what the prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 37, reading verses 1 to 3, that the hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I don't know what you thought when I started, but basically what I know is that most of us are thinking of many things when we think about the possibilities of our churches closing down. Not just the courtside center, but the steeple. Not just the steeple, but many other buildings. I know we have lots of thoughts that we have. The text that we have today in John chapter 14, Jesus pictures what is coming ahead. And therefore, I'm saying this passage presupposes that Jesus knew exactly what would happen. Of course, he knows what would happen even to the church here right now. The interesting thing is that Jesus knew exactly what would come, and he knew what the disciples needed. The disciples were afraid. They thought, they looked at themselves and thinking of life without Jesus. This is someone who has protected us. This is someone who has given us encouragement. And he's saying that he's about to go. Jesus knew, felt those feelings. And that is why he promises that I'm not going to leave you alone. Another helper is coming. You do not have to be worried. Even if you do not see me here, I want to assure you that God cannot leave you. When a young man in Zambia and in Africa, when they're about to get married, the family usually appoints someone who stands for them in the marriage negotiations or processes. And in Zambia, it's called Ankoswe. For the sake of your neighbor who didn't get that word, I would love you to repeat it for them. Say, Ankoswe. Repeat it for your neighbor. Say, Ankoswe. You have gotten it, but your neighbor didn't. You can repeat it again. Nkoswe. You know, this word Nkoswe is basically what is translated from the advocate. a counselor. When a young man is about to get married, a counselor, someone who is vested into the tradition, but also in marriage issues, will be guiding this young man. Oh, this is what we do. Before you get married, you have to go, we have to go and ask for a hand to the parents of the young lady. And we just don't go. There is a way, there are processes in accordance with the tradition of that family. So a counselor has got all the information, the data on how to go about marriage issues. That person leads and helps a young man until they get married. Probably what Friends International does. New students who come to Dundee, they help them to settle and find their feet. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, was going to accompany them when challenges come their way. The Holy Spirit was promised that you'll be with the disciples when things get tough. Think of those times in a waiting room when you are waiting for the doctor to tell you what is it that you want to find out. At 3 a.m., when you cannot sleep, is it, I don't know whether it's because of the pain or whatever you are going through, but you are just up and you don't know. Or probably that Sunday afternoon, when you just realize that actually, oh, I'm still here, but where are they, those that I was with? You just realize that actually you have outlived them. Jesus, when he was with his disciples, he actually pictured. This is what I love about God, you know, because the Bible says he knows the end from the beginning. And Jesus, seeing what would come, he knew how the disciples would react, how challenges would overwhelm them. And he said, I will not leave you as orphans. When challenges come, I will be with you. He did not only promise that he was going to be with them. You know, when someone is with you, they are not in you. They walk with you. And that is why probably you talk about understanding someone. You know, you try, and we try to do this using different phrases, you know. You try to get into their shoes, you know, but, you know, the sizes of the shoes that we put on are different. And Jesus says the Holy Spirit will not only be with you, will not be a counselor with you, but he promised that he and the Father will be actually inside, will be in you. And you will be in me. It goes a bit deeper, the promise that Jesus gives. He's now not making it about a place where it was or how it was or how it was viewed in the past. The Spirit of God was thought that you'll be always in the temple. You know, when the children of Israel, they are in the wilderness, a tabernacle, a picture is given, the presence of God. It represented the presence of God. The presence of God was not in people. The presence of God was in the temple. That is why they had to fold it or to pack it, and when they settle again, they pitch it so that they are reminded that God is with them. But Christ Jesus is saying, no, 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 no. God will not only be with you, but God will be in you. The presence of God is not limited to a place. It's not limited to a place. This is what I miss about Zambia. The vibe, the community vibe, you know. such that even if you do not have cooking oil, you know, you can ask from your neighbor. You know, salt, you ask from your neighbor. And even if you have salt, you have to go and ask from your neighbor, because as you are asking for salt, you are interacting. You get to, you know, there are such people. Even if they have things, they have to go and ask, because it helps them engage. And the poor, they don't just feel it's them who go to ask. So sometimes you have to go and ask, even if you have, so that they can feel that we are together. You know, when there are challenges, times of funerals, times of sickness, oh. And we usually say in Zambia that actually a funeral starts when people disperse. That's when actually it starts, not when you have it. Until you bury, you'll not feel it, because you are surrounded with people. People travel from different places when people are in challenges. Imagine if God would make this church, not just this building, but we, the people in here, his home. How would church be if the presence of God is with us? I was saying one day, probably in the course of the week, that no, Jesus is too big that when he's in us, he cannot be noticed. Too big. When we have Jesus, when the presence of God is in us, people will notice. Jesus talks about the other thing. He knew that he had to go, and then he talks to them, but I'm leaving you the peace of the Lord. The peace of the Lord will help you to navigate the challenges that you have. The peace of the Lord is not what the world gives. Jesus knew what the world gives, as you and me are aware that the peace of the world is all about headlines. Oh, what and what peace talk this side. Oh, what and what peace talk this side. And now we are even tired of these headlines, but nothing tangible. Nothing tangible. I was telling someone that today Ukraine is being forgotten now, because we are now busy talking about Iran. Because the powers that be, they don't care truly about Ukraine. You can now see that their interests are more in the Middle East now. And that's where all their things are being directed to. That's the world that, that's the peace that the world gives. But Jesus promises, he says, I'm not giving peace like the world gives. Of course, the peace of the Lord does not take away trouble, but it's with us while we are in that trouble. An example of Africa and Zambia in particular is that there is poverty. There are lots of challenges on the African continent. But one thing we are grateful of is that the Spirit of the Lord is there. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is not there just to take away everything. The Spirit of the Lord is there to walk with us. And the interesting thing about Dandilo Parish is that we are open to what God is doing. And for me, that is a start point. And for me, that is a beginning of a revival. Just being open. God, take us where you want us to take us. The Spirit of the Lord is not waiting outside. The Spirit of the Lord is not there at the front or in the church. No, no, no. The Spirit of the Lord is already at work in here. Many ministries that we have, Connections Cafe, Parish Nursing, the Courtside Cafe, the Holy Spirit is already at work. That is usually the challenge. The challenge is that we see that the grass is always greener there, not here. But the Spirit of the Lord, I want to encourage us, is at work already. And here is a note that I'm giving. It's not the absence of pain, the peace of the Lord. It does not make the arthritis to go away. It does not change their diagnosis. But in the presence of pain there, God is with us. It is my prayer that in whatever challenge that you meet, the Spirit of the Lord will give you the peace of in your heart. It is my prayer that no matter what you are going through, God would meet you at the very point of need. In Ezekiel 37, the bones were not dead because God had forgotten them. They were dry because breath had not yet come. But when it did, read Ezekiel 37, the bones begin to stand up and flesh begins to come to them. There was new life in those old bones. The Spirit of the Lord, which made those bones to regain life, is the same Spirit which Jesus promised his disciples. And that same Spirit which Jesus promised his disciples is the same Spirit at work amongst us. It's not the different one. And that's what the scriptures in Hebrews says. He is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And that is why we must not always ask whether the Spirit of God is amongst us or whether it has come, but whether we are open for the Spirit of God to do their work. Back home in Zambia, when someone wants to join a church, one of the things that we usually focus on in our Bible class teaching is to talk about repentance and being born again. I love the question about what is to be born again. It's basically the work which the Spirit of Truth does through an individual. When we say this one is born again, is that the Spirit of God is working through them. And the Spirit of God is working through us. He's working through us. As Jesus promised that I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I want us to know that he is here with us. When I reach at this level, I confuse myself, and sometimes I want to confuse even you, because I remember certain songs that we sing back home. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh God. Now there's no one who will answer. That's why I get confused, and I may confuse you. But let's leave that aside. The issue is this one. The Spirit of God is with us, is among us, no matter the challenges. Sometimes I refuse that the church cannot die. I refuse that the church can die. But this is the African faith. We don't believe the church can die. Because the scripture says, not even the gates of hell. Not even the gates of hell can take it out. Because God is still on the throne. The promise is still there. And that promise has come already. God is with us. The Spirit of God is with us. And is working amongst us. I'll invite our praise leaders to lead us.